Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the best of the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The presidential American dream. You know them. Some folks who are so detached from reality and have constructed a fantasy place that provides comfort from the cold, cruel world. These people hide in plain sight. Let's get specific. According to polls, about 35% of Americans still think President Biden is doing a good job. People believe what they want to believe. Most of us can be persuaded by facts, but a substantial minority cannot. They feel secure in the dream world they have created. Hustlers of all kinds exploit the dreamers. Craven politicians at the top of that list. The Green New Deal is a great example. It is simply preposterous to believe that alternative energy can fuel this country anytime soon. Yet we have a president who attacked the fossil fuel industry on his first day in office, using climate change as justification. The result has been a painful reality. Massive inflation. The truth is, Joe Biden lives in a dream world. Of that, I am certain. And part of that construct is looking away from vexing problems, like chaos at the southern border, like horrendous violent crime, like progressive indoctrination of students. We could go on. The point is that the dream weavers who continue to back Joe Biden don't really care that he often walks with Dorothy and Toto on the proverbial yellow brick road. The Biden people have convinced themselves that their guy will return us all to Kansas in the end. He will not. But progressive dreamers, including many in the corporate media, will not accept that and are now rejecting fact-based reality across the board. To them, Kamala is amazing. The Black Lives Matter crew, noble. Cancel culture, positive. Socialism is justice. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, and it was stellar. But the martyred reverend did not live in a dream world. He understood the importance of character and the power of realism. He also knew that people of fairness and positive accomplishment do not live in fantasy places. That flight obscures both accomplishment and wisdom.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As you may have heard, the Biden administration is saying that Putin caused inflation. That's what President Biden told the nation. We are dealing with the, quote, Putin price rise, unquote. Of course, all the stats say consumer prices were going up fast before Russia invaded Ukraine, but damn those pesky facts. It was Putin for sure. Just as the devil made Flip Wilson do it a long time ago, Bad Vlad is the instigator today. And it's not just inflation, not even close. Did you know that Putin made Will Smith slap Chris Rock? Didn't you know that? Old Will simply channeled Vlad and boom, the Oscar stage was invaded. Jennifer Lopez reunited with Ben Affleck because of Putin. No lie. Jen is so frightened of the diminutive Vlad that she sought protection from Big Ben, the actor, not the clock. Rumor is Jen Psaki will soon blame the chaotic southern border on Putin. People in Honduras believe their country is on Vlad's invasion list, so they're getting the heck out while the getting is good. Putin is also responsible for the rise of violent crime in America. Criminals are apparently under his spell and want to violate innocent civilians like Vlad's forces are doing in Mariupol. President Biden sees this Putin thing very clearly and knows his adversary is directly responsible for every single failure of his administration. And it is a long list that I can tell you. Massive air delays in the USA? Putin's fault. Trans restrooms? Vlad did it. Critical race theory invented by Putin. MSNBC, the dictator secretly runs it. The Los Angeles Lakers, Putin. Tom Brady coming out of retirement, Vlad ordered him to do it. Hunter Biden, don't even ask. With Vlad having so much power over everything that happens in America, it is only a matter of time before the following occurs. Vlad will be appointed CEO of Disney. He will partner with Elon Musk to take over Twitter. He will be a substitute host on The View. He'll run Ocasio-Cortez's next campaign. Vlad will make Kamala Harris stop giggling. He will tour with the Rolling Stones. And finally, the New York Times will discover, through anonymous sources, that Vlad Putin forced that bird to poop on Biden's suit. I know that all sounds incredible. I know it. But it's not nearly as unbelievable as blaming the Vlad Meister for the nearly 10% inflation rate now battering the USA. Is it? I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television every night. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. Private assets now top $141 trillion. And that is growing. The median income in the USA stands at $67,000 a year. That means 50% of us make more, 50% less. For this super rich, that type of money is made in less than a day. Here are the wealthiest celebrities in the USA ranked by their net worth. First up, politicians, the top five, Nancy Pelosi, her husband made all the money. Mitt Romney, family money. Michigan House member Paul Mitchell, Virginia Senator Mark Warner. Number one, Florida Senator Rick Scott, his total worth $260 million. He made his money in the healthcare industry. Next, sports stars. Basketball player Stephen Curry, $100 million in assets. Kevin Durant, another basketball player, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, and the legendary Tom Brady. But the top spot goes to LeBron James. The basketball star takes in major dollars from the Los Angeles Lakers, product endorsements, and his movie studio. LeBron James is worth $1 billion. Finally, actors, performers, top five, Adam Sandler, worth $420 million. Mel Gibson, $450 million. Robert De Niro, $500 million. George Clooney, $600 million. But the richest actor in the world, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is worth more than $800 million. Wow. And here's something else you might not know. Even for the poorest Americans, the living standard here is better than anywhere else in the world. 97% of Americans living below the poverty line have a cell phone, 99% a refrigerator, 98% cable TV, 92% internet, 70% have at least one car. These, again, are the poorest Americans. According to the UN, the poorest 20% of us are wealthier than the average European. We have more assets, better access to healthcare, and enjoy twice the living space than those in Europe. Back after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.